Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Today, I have two CDs to share with you. Both of them mainly involve two performers, though neither includes only two performers. Both CDs are in part about improvisation in one way or another. And the other thing the two CDs have in common is that neither of them has an accompanying booklet. We are going to look at that as an opportunity for an improvisation rather than an inconvenience. The first CD, released in 2013, is a self-produced one entitled Levantera, which is a word for a strong easterly wind on the Mediterranean, by the ensemble East of the River. The two names on the front of the CD are those of recorder virtuosi Nina Stern and Daphna Moore. Three other musicians form their backup band, playing instruments from the canun, a plucked instrument like a zither, to the jaw harp, also known as the Jew's harp or mouth harp, a small reed instrument with a bamboo or metal tongue that is placed in the player's mouth. I'll bet you'll recognize the sound of the jaw harp when you hear it. The repertory explored by Levantera comes from 14th century England to 18th century Armenia to the 21st century in improvisation by the performers. To this unsophisticated ear, the widely various pieces share a certain sound that one might generally think of as sort of ethnic, that is defined by the sound of the augmented second in combination with so-called modality. That is, music that is neither major nor minor in classical terms. Major nor minor, and that augmented second. There is loads of variety on this CD, with solos to be heard on the violin, the oud, and the frame drum, improvisations, and a large palette of colors created by combinations of percussion, string, and wind instruments, including the shalumeau, an early version of the clarinet, and the nez, a nose flute, as its name implies, that enjoys wide popularity both geographically and chronologically. Let's hear now a bit of nez playing by Daphna Moore from a piece composed by Abdel Rahman Jabakci, who died in 2003. In addition to the nez, you'll also hear the oud, the instrument one of whose descendants is the lute, and a hand drum. Thank you. You heard more of that augmented second and tons of atmosphere. It is quite extraordinary how much variety of color five people are able to create in the sound world of this CD. And now for something completely different. Let's go back to England in the 17th century. Strike the Vial is a 2012 release by Flora Recordings, featuring viola da gamba virtuosi Philippe Pierlot and Reinhard Zipperling, with Giovanna Pessi accompanying on the harp. None of our performers is English, but their chosen repertoire is very English indeed, including Matthew Locke, John Jenkins, and Christopher Simpson, not to mention that most prolific of composers of early music, Anonyme. There are a number of ways to subdivide the repertory explored in this CD. Some is free composed, unaccompanied music for two viols, or perhaps it would be more accurate to say it is self-accompanied. The tuning of the viola da gamba, which is very similar to the tuning of a guitar, renders it well suited to the playing of chords. So the clever composer can, and certainly did, write music that combines melody and harmony. Listen, for example, to an excerpt from a suite by Matthew Locke, a free composed movement called a fantaisie. The fantaisie or fantasia was a very commonly found form of music for viols. It explores one phrase of music at a time, using imitation, harmonization, decoration, etc., and then the two voices cadence and a new idea begins. Another style represented on the CD is one we encounter often on this program, an improvisatory style in which a typically 8-bar harmonic pattern or set of changes, called a ground, is repeated. On top of the ground, the player makes variations or divisions, as they're called in 17th century England. It's pretty well the 17th century English equivalent of a jazz improvisation. Of course, in this case, the improvisations have been written down and attributed to well-known composers, as in this example by John Jenkins, that its source says is for two division vials to a ground. A third kind of repertory might also be identified, that is, dance music. Of course, dance music has always contained an element of improvisation. Imagine that you are a musician playing for dancers who's just been asked to play a tune, oh, 80 times. You might well be inclined to vary that tune along the way, just as a dance band today might do. Here, for instance, is a pavin, the most popular duple processional dance found in England at the time. It was originally composed by Alfonso Ferrabosco the Younger. William Laws has arranged this pavin for two bass viols and written divisions for the two players. So, we have a through composed piece by one composer, to which another composer has added improvisations that might be the sort of thing that a clever player would be able to do in performance. That's it for this time. If you'd like to know more about either recording, you can visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.